We need to have better hand signals.
Well, I wasn't looking up.
I was like trying to like not snap my fingers or anything.
Do you know our mics are off during that intro, right?
No, apparently not. I was sitting there like waving at you.
Oh, I was not paying attention.
And I was like snapping, but without... I don't know why I'm snapping, but not making the snapping sound. I'm just doing this. And nobody can see it, but I'm just like rubbing my fingers together. I'm trying to get Caitlin's attention to ask her a question. And she's just looking down and I'm like waving. And I'm like... Again, you can't see it, but I'm like snapping. I'm not actually snapping. I'm just doing like the act of snapping.
Oh my gosh.
Thinking that that's going to do something.
You should have just like waved over here. I'm sitting right across from you.
I don't know. Oh, what a great way to start off episode 17.
Of Law and Disorder.
Season 6.
Yeah.
We're here, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Let's shout out to the sponsors. Thank you to Wavespace Audio for the music, as always. And to Young Ideas Dish for your Dish and Google product needs.
Yes.
And we're here.
We are.
And so we're talking about, like, I guess getting old? Is that what we're talking about? Like, kind of something?
Yeah, well, I know I'm a millennial. I am 30. And I think you are also a millennial, but you might be what they call, like, the elder millennial. Because after, because the one before us is what, Gen X?
What's Gen Z? Is that the
Gen Z are people younger than me. I think they're like 1997 or 1998 and after.
So, I don't know what I'm a Gen Y maybe.
No, that's not a thing.
I thought that was a Gen Y.
No, you're an older millennial because after that, or before that, it's Gen X. And then before that, it's boomers. And Yeah, you're not, I don't think you're in that, I think that's when you're like 50.
Oh, okay.
I'm 50 to 60, and then maybe 50 to 70, and then after that, it's boomers.
Well, either way, we're old.
Yeah.
This is kind of what this comes down to. So yeah. We're going to talk about things that you reveal as older adults, like things that you realize, like, I don't want to do anymore.
Yeah. Things you did when you were young. And you look back on and you're like, why did I do that? I never want to do that again.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're going to do.
Yeah, and I feel like what we're going to talk about is like, I feel like I just did all those, but it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In a different era of my life when I had more energy.
When I had more energy and I didn't have back problems and hip problems and...
less responsibilities and... no COVID yet, so like people weren't afraid to go out and
Let's dip into this, girl.
All right, so the first thing, and this one, I've always agreed with this one, it's arguing with other people. I don't know if you're much of an arguer. I hate confrontation. I try not to argue with people because if I know I'm right about something, I know I'm right, but I'm also I don't want to say I'm humble, but if I don't think I'm right, I'm not going to argue with you about it because like then I look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I try not to argue.
No, I'll still argue. But I guess my whole thing is I'm a lot faster to shut it down. I'm a lot faster to just like in the old days, I would kind of like to spar with you. Like you play with your food before you kill it. It's like now I'm just like done. Mic drop. I'm out. Like I don't have the time to spar with you.
And and that takes effort. And I'm like, I'm not getting any younger. No. I don't want to give you my effort and my time. Just like go away.
I'll still argue, but I just go for like the jugular very quickly and like
straight for the kill.
Yeah, I'm done. Like I'm not here to go back and forth. I don't like the dance anymore.
You dancing, that's funny.
It is.
Okay, the next one is concerts without assigned seating. Oh man.
Yeah, that's a good one. So I love going to concerts. I've always loved going to concerts. I'm going to go see Metallica later in the year. And I really wanted floor seats. Like I wanted like pit, like standing room. And then I really thought about it and it's like, I got to stand.
The whole time.
And then... God forbid I got to go pee or I want to go get a drink. Then I got to fight to like get my way back up to the where I'm at.
No, that's gone. The second you move away, that's gone.
You know, because back in the day, Like, and I've been to many a concerts. I've been to many Metallica concerts where it was just like open floor. And yeah, I was that person that's like, I want to get there. I want to get as close to the rail as I can. And I've gotten up to the rail several times, but it's like a, in retrospect, it's a chore. Like, you got to stop drinking like early on, 'cause you can't pee, and you got to be willing to like stand up for long periods of time. And then if you get tired, you can't like sit down on the floor. You don't want to sit down on the floor, for one, it's dirty. And then you might get trampled, and yeah, it's like, you have to stand, and you have to have like that mental mindset that like, I'm going to stand here for the next 4 hours.
That sounds awful.
And now it sounds awful. And now, yeah, now I'm more like, I would rather have good seats that are like low, but they're actual seats, and I have a good vantage point, good sound, good, all that stuff. But I've really been torn on that, 'cause I still want to do a floor thing, but I just don't know if I have it in me.
My whole thing is, I paid money, right? And concerts are not cheap anymore. Any concert you go to is expensive.
Yeah.
Even if you get decent price tickets, you're going to be paying fees and parking. And it's like, okay, well, I paid this much money. I want my spot the whole night. I don't want anyone to take it. Because if I pay so much money for standing room only, you're not going to have the same spot the whole night. Mm-mm. You know? And it would make me mad. It's like, I want my spot. And if you don't get there early, you're not in the front. I've done, I think, one standing concert, because I was in a smaller venue. I was at House of Blues. Mm-hmm. And I did lower level, which is standing room only, which was fine. And I knew about it ahead of time because it was a smaller venue. But it was still packed, like shoulder to shoulder, mm-hmm, packed. And I wasn't front, like row next to the stage. I wasn't that far back. But yeah, I was like, this is kind of, it's like hot in here. And like, I can't breathe. And I was like, okay, now I have to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, came back, and yeah.
Well, I think another one that goes along with that, with the concert, is parking. Like, I will spend the money on premium parking now. Back in the day, I'd have been like, no, I want the cheap parking. I can walk it. Now I'm like, I don't want to walk. I want to be right here. Like, I'll spend $100 to be 100 yards from the venue. I don't want to save $60, $80 to park a mile away, because then I got to walk it.
Well, what I do is I park like, you know, a mile or two away, and then I Uber.
Ah, that's a good idea too. But either way, it's like, you're going to spend more money, or the little pedal cab guy.
Yeah.
On the bicycle. I've taken advantage of that too. In the old days, I was like, oh, that's lame. Old people. And now I'm like, no, but hey, pedal guy, come here. You got a water.
Some events have actual shuttles, but then the shuttles, it's like you have to tip and
yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, this one. Hangovers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, hangovers. So here's what I've learned, and I'll be 42 this year. So I learned this at about 32. Is that now, you know, I'll drink. If I go drinking, I'll drink and all that. And I'll wake up and I'm still drunk. It doesn't matter if I get 7-8 hours of sleep. I'll wake up and I'm still probably not legally able to drive. And then as the day goes on, I get moving. And then the hangover kicks in. So it's not like I wake up with the hangover. I still have the drunken part I have to fight through. And then the hangover kicks in. But it's like, it's all while I'm awake. So, yeah, drinking nowadays isn't the way that it used to be. At least not for me.
I remember I'll wake up and I don't really have... I don't wake up drunk. Like, as soon as I go to bed, if I get a few hours of sleep, I'm good. But I normally wake up feeling very dehydrated. It's kind of the same for me still. Like, I don't get headaches. I don't feel... Like, nothing hurts. Normally, I just feel kind of dehydrated. So, like, I'm really thirsty. And then I'm just kind of overall general tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it for me. Sometimes I have some tummy issues now that I'm 30. Yes. And yes, I have to go to the bathroom more. But yeah, kind of the same. I get, maybe I'm just not drinking enough. I don't know.
So what we're talking about, guys, is things that we're just, quote, too old for anymore.
Yeah.
Or we feel like we're too old for. This kind of goes with it, the hangover thing. Going to the bars, just in general, going to the bars. You know, it used to be fun and you go out and hang out with your friends and, you know, play golden tee or throw darts or pool or whatever. And then now it's just like, it's too loud. It's hot. the line's too big to get a drink.
It's expensive.
Now it's like, ugh, it's a chore.
Well, a lot of people also go to the bar too to find like a significant other, whether it's they're trying to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, maybe something short term, maybe someone to just go home with that night. You go to the bar, right?
Yeah. And now you just look over and you're like, ugh, they're right here. Yeah. Like,
or you can just like scroll on Tinder or whatever.
No, but I'm saying for us, we're married and we're older and it's just like, ugh, they're right there. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that too.
It's right there. I don't have to go anywhere.
I will say, now that I'm married and I have a house and I have dogs, it's like, I have alcohol here. I can put on my pajamas and drink at home and watch TV here.
Mm-hmm.
Versus going to the bar where I have to spend money and go out just so I can just talk with my husband when I can talk to him at home.
Yeah.
Not saying we never go out. We try to go out once a week or so, maybe. But even then, it's like, what's close to the house? What's 5 minutes from here?
Well, okay. So going out to, you know, talking about going out. We still go out too. But this is another thing that we're kind of too old for. Is anything that starts after 9 p.m. By 9 p.m., I'm winding down, ready to come home. You know, we're doing dinner at 6:30, 7. I remember back in the day, it's like we're not getting ready until 8 or 9. And, back in the day, it was like, oh, don't get to the bar before 11 or 12. You're lame. Like, only lame people go at, it was old people. Like, only old people go. You go in there, there's only a handful of people, and it's free cover and half-price drinks. Like, man, I should have taken advantage of all that. Now, instead of overpaying and all that, now I'm like, oh, I really like that. Like, there's nobody here. I can come in, I can go in the bar, I can get my drinks in, I can get my shots, I can dance, I can do whatever, and I can go home before everybody shows up.
Yep.
You know, I can go get something to eat. I can go get my late night snack at 10 o'clock when nobody's there. You know, I can go to Denny's at 10. Nobody's there. Yeah. I still get it all done. I just do it later or earlier.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, I'm normally putting on my pajamas. That's like prime pajama time for me. Because I'm normally in bed by like 10, 10:30, and I try to be asleep by like 11. That's normally my goal. Because I do better when I get more sleep. So I'm like at least 7 hours a night kind of girl, preferably 9, but I don't always get 9. So if I get 7 to 8, I had a pretty good night. If I don't get 7 to 8 hours, I'm cranky. I'm grumpy.
9?
Yeah.
God, that sounds so amazing.
Yeah.
9 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Man, to not have children.
Oh, it's great.
Nah, I wish I had 9. I wish I had 7. So speaking of things we're too old for, lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, all-nighters were a thing. Or you could, you know, go to bed at 4 and get up at 8 or 7. What do you could go on fumes and you could still function as a normal human being. Now, if you try to do an all-nighter or do like short sleep, you're just like, there's nothing there. You're out of gas.
Now, this is the one that I didn't agree with because I am not a night owl at all. I've never been a night owl. I've always been an early bird. And even in my teen days, my college days, my young 20, mid-20 days, I wanted sleep. I had to get sleep. I would rather go to bed early and wake up early than go to bed late. I don't know. That's just like, in college, this might sound weird, but I never did an all-nighter in college. Because really? I wouldn't make it. I always made sure I got all my studying and all my work done ahead of time so that I wouldn't have to do an all-nighter. Because I hated staying up late. To this day, I hate it.
So I will do an all-nighter now, but only when I'm at the casino. You know, when you lose track of time anyways. And especially if I go like on a night trip to the casino, or especially if I go to Vegas. In Vegas, it's like we'll be there for 72 hours and we sleep like 6. You know, we're going. And it's like we'll sleep on the plane, we'll sleep when we get home. But when we're there, it's like bam, bam, bam. But I have to like save up all my energy over the span of 4 or 5 months to be able to do that. You know?
I can't do it. No. If I was in Vegas, my body and my brain's just like, you're done. Let's go bed.
No. Not me.
No. I would try to stay up. Maybe the first night I could get away with it, but the second night I'd be like, no, I'm cranky. I'm going to sleep. Fuck all this. Like
the limit for me in Vegas is about 3 days. once you get to that 3.5-4 day, you really do wonder if you're going to die.
See, I don't want to feel like that.
I think I did 5 days. Well, yeah, we went to Vegas the very first time for like 48 hours, and it was great. And we're like, we should come back for even longer. And we did 5 days the next time. And by day three, we thought we were going to die. We were just so dehydrated. We were so like over the people. We were just so over the like the stimulation. We were over it. So then at that point, and we go very often, but we learned at that point, like, hey, 3.5 days is it. Like, you can't go longer than that. And I know friends who'd be like, oh, we're going to go this many days. Like, don't do it. You're not going to make it. And it's going to ruin it for you. That's what ruins it, is when you spend too much time there. Don't do it.
I don't think I want to go to Vegas anymore now.
Here's another one people are too old for. Caring for people who don't care about you.
Aw, yep. That's a big thing. That's a big thing going around.
It's like your give a damn is really low. And I've learned that. Like, I've got friends or acquaintances that I've had almost my whole life. You know, they're like family to me at this point. But we're just not as close as we used to be for one reason or another. Usually something petty. And in the old days, I'd like worry about it. It's like, I need to work on this. Like, I need to work on our friendship. And now I'm like, screw that. Like, they'll come back when they're ready. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to apologize. They'll come back when they're ready to apologize. There's no like, I'm going to work on it. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yes. And I felt the same way younger. But I think back then, like, I didn't realize, like, people that come into your life, not everyone who comes into your life is going to be there for your whole life. Some people are only meant to come into your life for a season. That's what I call it. And sometimes that season can be several years. Sometimes that season can be several weeks or even just a few days. But I think everyone comes into your life for a reason, one or another. And sometimes they're there for a long time or forever. And then sometimes they're not. And that's okay.
Our season is 6 so far.
You're still here. I guess you're a long-term seasonal person in my life.
I'm here for 6 seasons. I may be back for 7.
Oh, this one. New slang. Ah! I don't understand what the young people say. Mm-mm. One of my friends I was talking to, lifelong friend of mine, he's only 2 years younger than me. So we went to high school together and all this stuff. And I was talking to him one day and he was agreeing with me about something. He goes, bet. And I was like, what?
Like, no, I don't gamble.
And like I guess the new things someone says is like, no cap. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Like a hat?
No cap.
So Andrew's 9. So my son's going in the 4th grade.
Oh God, what does he say?
So they say like sus, and like it's like slang for suspect. And I'm like, why can't you just say suspect?
Like, or like suspicious?
Suspicious. That's what I mean. Like it's suspicious.
Oh, that kind of makes sense though.
I know, but it's like that's sus. I'm like suspicious, suspect. I'm like, you can't just say the word. We were me and Andrew were somewhere the other day, and what did I say? Oh, we were at the store. We were looking at shoes for school, and I said, hey, those shoes are tight. He goes, no, they fit fine, Dad. I'm like, no, they're tight. Like, they look cool. Why don't you just say that? And I'm like, I did. I said they look tight. And there was something else that we were talking about. I think I said something looked dope and same thing. He's like, what does that mean? He's like, you know, and I had to like explain to him what that means. He's like, that's dumb. Like, y'all talk stupid when you're young. Like,
I will say some of the 90s terms are a little weird. I don't know all the new slang though. I'm not around teenagers a whole lot or like younger kids, so I don't always know what the new slang is. I just kind of try to learn it and pick it up as I go.
You don't want to learn it. So here's one that we're too old for that I realized just recently. Sitting on the floor. Have you sat on the floor lately? And I don't mean like a carpeted floor. I mean like a hard floor.
Like the floor or the ground?
No, like a concrete floor or like a wooden floor.
What I'm saying is when I hear floor, yeah, like indoors. But when I say ground, that's like outside.
So in my example, I was sitting on, I was outside at the park and I was sitting on like the walking path, like the concrete walking path.
Yeah. So that's the ground.
I guess. Have you done that lately?
No, it's freaking hot right now.
So when I go to the gym, you know, they have flooring or whatever, and they have like the little pads, like the little yoga pads, And when I do like floor exercises, I've got the pad. Well, I went to the park the other day and I was like, oh, it's decent enough. I'll do some of my floor stuff, my stretching and all that. And I was like, God, this hurts. Like my hips were killing me. And I was like, I barely have any padding on those yoga pads. Like they're not, I mean, they're like half an inch thick, but for whatever reason, that half an inch makes a big difference. And just being on straight concrete, I was like, this doesn't feel good at all.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of stress on your joints.
I know, but it used to not be that way.
Well, that's because you had younger joints.
I guess.
I used to be in marching band, and I used to have to do sit-ups and push-ups on the ground, and I don't know how I did it. My young body was the only thing I think that was able to push through.
Oh, that's a whole other thing. Like, oh, you do a push-up out, like, if I was trying to do a push-up out there, I'm like, this hurts. Like, it's all jagged, like the concrete.
Yeah, it's
like,
not smooth, and there's rocks sometimes, and
yeah, like I need optimal conditions to work out in.
A soft, clean floor. It's padded.
Yeah, it's got to have at least 2-3 inches of padding.
Oh my gosh.
Waiting in line. That kind of goes with everything else. It kind of goes with like concerts and going out and stuff. Like, have you just noticed that your tolerance for waiting in general is just not there?
I wouldn't necessarily. Maybe that's another one I don't fully agree with. Because I think I grew up waiting in a lot of lines as a kid. And nowadays, I can skip a lot of lines because you can, let's say, you can buy tickets ahead of time, right? You're mm-hmm. not standing in line to buy tickets. Let's say I'm going for a ride on like a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lines might still be long now, but one, there's fast passes. So maybe I spend the extra money and get a fast pass. Or two, we have these things called, you know, smartphones. So I can take my smartphone and some ear pods and I have something to distract me in the long line that I'm waiting in, which I didn't have before.
And I think I do take advantage of things like the Fast Pass when I go to amusement park. AMC Theaters even has like a little extra pass that you can buy that like gives you priority to go get snacks. Mm-hmm. I upgraded to that because it's like I'm willing to wait, but I'm also willing to spend the money to reduce my wait.
Yeah.
It's like I'll wait, but I don't want to wait as long as I could if I didn't spend the money.
Yeah,
it's like the time is money thing.
And if I see that no matter what, it's going to be a long line, if it's not something I really, really, really want to do, I just don't do it. I'm like, what's this worth? Is this worth the time I'm just going to stand here? Sometimes the answer is yes. I think a lot of the times the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm better at gauging what's worth my time.
So like when I go to like the bar or if I go to a concert or something, I've noticed that I will buy a higher alcohol content drink. One, because they're super expensive either way. Might as well spend a few more bucks and get a stronger one. But two, I don't want to wait in line to come back. Like, if I know I'm only going to drink 2 or 3 beers at a show, it's like, well, let me just get, you know, liquor. That way I can go ahead and get there and I don't have to get up and go back. Mm-hmm. I don't have to wait in line to get a drink. I don't have to wait in line to go pee because I drink beer. It's like, sometimes I think I try to circumvent the whole waiting. Heat in general. Do you remember when we were little and we would go outside and we would play?
Yeah, but that's what our parents made us do all the time. Like my mom was always telling me to go outside and play.
I know, but do you remember like we would go outside when I was Andrew's age, we would go out and we would play until like 12 or 1 in the afternoon. And then our parents were like, you got to come in because it's too hot. You can go back out at like 4 or 5 when it's starting to cool down. But it's like, we'd be out there from like 8 to 1, come in, have lunch, hang out. And then we'd come back out in the afternoon for another 3 or 4 hours. Now it's like, you go outside and you're like, oh, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're like, oh, it's 80 degrees. It's too hot. And all you're doing is going to the grocery store and like, it's too hot.
All you're doing is walking to your mailbox. It's too hot.
You know, I have a swimming pool. And you would think that people with a swimming pool are like, oh, I'm going to go swimming every day. And we did that at first.
And now your pool's like lukewarm.
Now we're in like year 4. And I'm like, I don't want to go outside. It's hot.
Yeah.
I literally just yesterday we had a guy's day, me and Andrew. And it's like, hey, you know, after work, we're going to go get dinner. We're going to come back and we're going to swim and we're going to this and that. And we got done with dinner. And I'm like, I'm not going to go swimming. It's too hot. It's like 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, it's too hot. I don't want to go.
Well, I remember as a kid, it would get hot, but at the same time, that would be like when my parents taught me, sit down, cool off, get in the shade. I would drink water. I remember drinking water from the hose.
Oh, yeah.
Or I ate so many popsicles. My dad would buy those big packs of popsicles that come in the plastic sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then I just remember eating so many of those. But yeah, I don't really remember complaining about the heat because it's just, I don't know. That's not what you care about when you're that age.
No.
You just want to play with your friends. Or, yeah.
So here's two that are going to go together. Camping on the ground and going to places without a bathroom nearby.
Well, I can't really speak to the camping one because I've never been camping. But I already told like my husband that if we ever go camping or if friends are like, hey, let's go mountains or whatever, I'm like, I'm not camping, I'm glamping. Like, I don't mind being outside and hiking and doing outdoor activities, but at night, I want to go into a building. Like, I want a cabin. I want a trailer. I don't want a tent on the ground. No.
So one of my buddies, he's done this now for 2 or 3 years, like I think Memorial Day weekend, where they'll get like a spot, like a camping spot. And it's close enough to where it's like a half day trip. And we went out there one day and just hung out, cooked out, drank. And then we ended up going home. But he'd been there a couple years in a row. And he said the first year we bought a tent and we just hung out there without an air mattress. And he's like, never, ever do that. Get an air mattress. He goes, it's the worst experience of my life. And then by year two, he had like an air mattress and he had like some badass fan and he had like a little bug zapper thing. And it's like every year his setup gets a little bit more elaborate because he's like, oh yeah, I want all the conveniences. I'm like, why do you go? Just stay at home. But he's like, yeah, he goes, it's like every year I learn something different that I want. And he's like, you know, now he's like, I make sure I'm in a camping spot right near the bathroom. He's like, you don't want to get up in the middle of the night and have to go to the bathroom. He goes, you'll get lost. He goes, there could be a bear. I'm like, I don't want to get up and have to worry about a bear or a coyote or something eating me. I just want to go outside and go to the bathroom and go back.
Yeah. And like, you're a guy. So if you're just peeing, that's easy for you. You guys can just like go to a tree and go. But like, as a woman, it's a little bit difficult for me because I got to squat and I got like, it's harder for us and I don't want to deal with that. I hate going in a porta potty, Sergio. I hate that. I avoid that with my life. I went like 26 years without using a porta potty.
I'm not a fan of the porta potty.
No. So if I can't do a porta potty, like I don't want to go outside. So if I ever do that, I need a cabin. I need a trailer. I need something, and that makes me feel comfortable, too. Like, I don't think I could even sleep if I didn't feel safe and secure. Yeah. Something like that.
I don't know.
And I've watched too much, like, supernatural true crime stuff about people who are, like, camping in the woods, and there's things outside their tent that aren't human, and it's like, well, I know that wasn't a bear. Because you know a bear when it's a bear, but these were not bears.
And I guess the other thing about camping is, like, there's not really anything to protect you. It's not like if you're sleeping in your car or in an RV and the bear attacks you, like you got a chance. You might have a chance to wake up and grab your gun or something, but that bear gets you in your tent, he's just going to tear you apart.
Yeah.
You won't even know it's coming. Dang, now I really don't want to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that.
This next one, skinny jeans. I would bang the table right now, but I don't want to like scare people with the noise. But this is me like, I'm making the banging notion. I still wear skinny jeans. I'm not getting rid of them. I will die on that mountain. I will say though, because I will wear my skinny jeans, but loose baggy jeans are also in style. So it's nice for me to be able to go back and forth. Like if I don't feel like wearing skinny jeans, like if I'm like, oh, I feel bloated today and I just want to feel like more comfortable in something baggy, I can wear that. But my skinny jeans are not going anywhere. They are in my closet. I wear them. Certain outfits, I need them. I want them. They are staying.
So, okay. And I don't know if it's necessarily skinny jeans. I mean, the thing that I'm too old for is like regular denim. Like old school denim that like, it takes years to wear them in to where they stretch on their own and all that. you know, because regular denim is like hard. And it
that's what they were invented for, though.
Right. Yeah. But a couple of years ago, probably like 5 or 6 years ago, I discovered the ones that have, I guess like women have been wearing them forever, but they have something in them that's, I don't know, they're not full denim
anymore. They're like pre-distressed. And
they're like pre-distressed and they
polyester or whatever. They
stretch and all that. Mm-hmm. Dude, that was a game changer for me. Because I'm like, okay, now they're kind of like sweats. I can wear those.
Are you talking about like jeggings?
No, not jeggings. They're denim. But men's jeans only within the last few years started having that stuff that women have had forever.
Okay.
So like now they're more stretchy. Like back in the day, jeans were constricting and it get hot and, you know, your areas would get hot when it was summertime. Now I can wear those and I like those. And I don't care if they're cool or not. I'm going to wear them.
I'm going to go wear my skinny jeans today now.
Here's something else we're too old for. Work.
I mean, I will say I've had several jobs in my life, and I will say the job I'm at now is probably the best job I've had, so I'm not really complaining about my job, like, in general, but yeah, I mean, it sucks that you have to go to work 5 days a week, eight hours a day, and it just feels like it takes a lot of time away from my life.
Well, I noticed that when I was younger, especially when I was single. Like, I was a workaholic, and I, like, prided myself in that. Like, oh, I'm a workaholic. I'm going to work 6 days a week, 7 days a week. And I still work 6 days a week now. But now I'm also quick to just shut it down and be like, nope, I'm taking half a day. Nope, I'm taking... And it's like, I'm taking half a day because I've worked the last 6 days. It's like, I'm going to come in late because I've been here on time every day for the last 3 weeks. I'm taking my vacation because I've been here. Like, now I'm real quick on, like, I'm taking a vacation. You don't have any vacation time. I don't give a crap. Just don't pay me. I won't be here. I'll see you in a week. Like, I'm very quick about that now. Like, now it's like, I need a break. I need time away from this place if you want me to function as a human being. Like, my give a damn is like, not, I mean, money's great, but time. Like, I love my time. I love my day off.
They stress that a lot more now. I've noticed that more since, like, after COVID. How important mental health is and how important, more important that is over your job. And if your job is causing you that much stress, is it worth it? Especially, you know, most jobs, you're probably not getting paid what you should be. Mm-hmm. So it's like, your company's not going to be loyal to you. Just move on to something that you feel good about, that makes you happy, that gives you a comfortable paycheck.
Well, and a thing that I hear a lot, especially from, like, motivational speakers, they're like, when you die, nobody's going to say, oh, he was such a hard worker. Nope. She was such a hard worker. They're going to talk about your family and how good you were to them and how good you were to other people and all that. But they're never going to be like, oh, he was such a hard worker. We can never replace him. They're going to replace you like 2 days after the funeral.
Yeah.
They don't care about you.
I don't want to be remembered anyway for being a hard worker. She worked every day of her life and then she died. Gee, what a life. That's just great.
Another thing that we're too old for is not being comfortable. Such as, you know, getting more leg room, like upgrading to more leg room on the airplane or getting the reclining seats at the movie theater, all that stuff. Like, we want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. We're willing to spend the money to be comfortable. A lot of the stuff that we're talking about, like camping and going to a concert and all that stuff, is about going to the bar, is about being comfortable. We don't want to be uncomfortable, and we're willing to spend a premium to sacrifice for the comfort.
I agree with that 100%. Because it's like, maybe my younger days, it's like, I can put up with it. Because back then I was also poor. Like, I was a lot poorer than I am now. So it's like, yeah, but at least I get to, you know, go on this trip. At least I got that flight. At least I get to go to this concert. So I just felt grateful for what I got. And I'm still grateful for those things. But it's like, if this is a 6 hour, 9 hour flight, yeah, I'm gonna pay a little bit more. If it's like a 2 hour flight, I'll put up with it. Again, I think it's that scale of what is worth my money and my time.
So my wife is 4 or 5 years older than me, or I think 4.5 years. So she's a little older. So she is more on, I will pay the premium for comfort. I'm just young enough to where sometimes I'll skim on things because I'm like, no, I don't have to do that. I don't have to. And there's certain things that we kind of like bicker on, where she's like, I'm not going to do that. Just spend the dang money. And I'm like, no, that's stupid. So I guess in another 4 or 5 years, I'll be like her, where nothing, it's all about comfort.
And you're a lot older than me, so I think maybe in 10 years, I'll hit that mark too.
Yeah, but there's just, like, we've got heated seats in both of our cars. And it's not because we're bougie, it's because it, like, our backs hurt, our hips hurt. I had somebody get into my truck the other day. They drove it and like, why are your seats so hot? I'm like, the heater's on. And they go, it's 100 degrees outside. I'm like, I know, the heater's always on. Like, literally, the heated seat is always on.
I hate heated seats.
But when you have hip problems and back problems, you'll appreciate it.
I guess. I think I hate it because when it's on, it just makes me feel like I'm peeing my pants.
We have, so in Myrna's Pathfinder, in her SUV, it has heated seats in the back.
Ooh.
And the only reason I will sit in the back of her car is because it has heated seats. I won't sit in the back of my truck because it doesn't have heated seats.
I guess I'm not there yet. I don't appreciate like, those things yet.
I don't want to be on a long trip and like, you know, my back lock up and all that stuff. I want to be loose.
Loosey goosey.
Yeah. So it's, I really think that the moral of this episode is like, as we get older, it's all about comfort. Comfort.
Comfort.
We want to be comfortable.
That's and we know what our time is worth too. We're better at gauging our time and what that's worth to us.
Well, and I think that that's why you see so much stuff that's like convenient out there and things about comfort, like the Sleep Number bed and all that stuff. It's all about like
grocery home delivery is a big thing. And
it's all about like, yeah, Uber Eats and all that stuff. There's a reason why our demographic is, you know, like they're sought after, like the advertisers go after us. Because they're like, these guys want comfort, and we want to give them all the comfort, automated driving cars, you know. There's a reason why all that exists, because we want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And we're only going to want to get more comfortable as we get older. So it's like, yeah, let's just keep giving them all these comfortable things. They'll want more.
I'm interested to see what I can get away with when I'm older, with all the comforts and things that are just given to me to make my life as easy as possible.
I know.
I'm never going to have to leave my house. I can work here. I can already work from home. I can go to school from home if I wanted. I can get my groceries delivered here. I can still talk to people. I can get on the internet here. I can watch movies here. I can bathe and sleep here. Like,
yeah, you don't even have to go to like the movies anymore if you don't want to.
I have a media room. We converted a spare bedroom into a media room. We watched a movie in there last night.
But I'm saying like there's movies now that like they don't, some of them come out the same day online, like
yeah, like some straight to streaming. And
yeah, and some of them, you know, like they'll come out in theaters like 2 weeks later, they're on demand.
Yep,
for convenience. Well, if there's something that you're too old for, let us know. I want to know,
because we're probably too old for it too.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I'm sure there's other stuff.
Oh man, now I'm just gonna spend the rest of the day thinking about how old I am.
I'm not.
I am.
I'm going to go be comfortable.
I'll try to do that. I'll try to think about that instead.
Well, before we wrap up, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wavespace Audio for the music, as always. Mm-hmm. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
That's going to wrap up Season 6, Episode 17. Ooh, 17.
I like it.
I've been here 6 seasons with you.
I know. So many seasons of my life.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if I'm, again, we'll see if I'm here for 7.
Yeah, I'll just see if you show up. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right, guys, later.
Bye.